Or if you want to give another title, you can say officers in the churches also. Officers. Now this is again a very big topic, but we don't have to go into the details of all that. We are trying to just give a summary of, you know, the truths. Alright? That which is very much essential for you to understand at this level, at this age. Alright. Now, in the last class we took a little longer time, isn't it? So in this class we don't have much time before us. So we'll have to make it briefer. Now, when you come to the Old Testament, we see David. You remember David? The King David? Yeah. Before he became king, what was he? A shepherd. He was a shepherd. Looking after whose sheep? His father's sheep. So you know all that, isn't it? Now, when you come to 1 Samuel chapter 17, we see, you know, the fight was going on between Israel and the Philistines. Alright? Between Israel and the Philistines, the fight was going on. And who was David's father? Jesse. Yeah, Jesse was David's father. He had other sons also. And those sons always, Saul's, remember Saul? The first king? Yeah. The other sons were Saul's soldiers. So they were all in the battlefield. Alright, fighting against the Philistines for Saul or for Israelites. Now, Jesse was very much concerned about those sons. What is happening in the war front? These days you can SMS and ask. But those days mobile was not there, isn't it? So you know what Jesse did? He called whom? David and said, now you go there and see how are your brothers are, how the war is going on and all that. So we see David, you know, taking various things in his hand and going to the war front. To the battlefield, to know how his brothers are. Now when his brothers saw him, they asked him a question. Remember that? What is that question? Where are those sheep of our father, with whom you have left and come? They scolded him for coming, isn't it? Now, if you look at that question, they thought that he didn't have any care of sheep at all. You know, they just left them there in the desert place and came off. But when you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, we see that David was a very careful shepherd. He left them with certain other shepherds. He left them with some keepers of the sheep. And then he went. You understood? Now, we are not here to study about David or Saul or Jesse's flock or anything. We are studying about the church, isn't it? Now, we have a blessed shepherd who is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He's a good shepherd, he's a chief shepherd, he's a great shepherd. You're familiar with all that, right? Yeah, we often say, the Lord is my, what? Shepherd, isn't it? So, he's our shepherd. Now, when he left this earth and went to the Father, he has given proper keepers for the upkeeping of his people, the church, the flock. He has not left them without any care. Alright? He has not left them without any care. In between, let me ask you, all the students are here? I see some of the chairs empty. That chair? Somebody was there, isn't it? Has the Lord come and taken her away and left us all back? What about that chair in the middle? Nobody was there. Boys are all there. See? Girls are playing the trick, it seems, isn't it? Hey, very bad. Often it happens the other way around. Sorry? Hey, it's okay then maybe she's taking rest or something, we'll continue. That's fine, buddy, that's fine, it's okay. I think only one is missing. Yeah? Lost sheep, yeah, lost sheep. We will go after it afterwards. That's fine. All right. What were we saying? What were we saying? About the sheep. About the sheep, what did we say? Lost sheep. Not about that. Not about that lost sheep. What I said was, when the Lord Jesus Christ went up, well, he was not like a person who had no care about his people at all. Alright? The Lord has given proper, what? People or men to look after his people, his local church. Alright. Now in a very brief way, I just want to bring to your attention, these men whom the Lord has raised or raises to look after his people. Now, turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Yeah. Okay. Come to another verse. That is Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1. Philippians 1 and 1. With the bishops and the deacons. Alright. Come to another portion also. That is 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 11. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 11. You can read Romans 16 and 1 also. Yeah, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Kenkrea. Now, when you put together all this, we see various offices of men whom God has raised for the keeping of the local churches, alright, or his people. Now, in Ephesians 4:11, who all are the people? Tell me. Tell me loudly. Apostles. Prophets. Tell me in that same order. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Alright. And in Philippians 1:1, the saints are with whom? Bishops and deacons. In Romans 16:1, we saw another term. Phoebe, she's called as what? A servant of the church. A servant of the church. If you put together all this, you see the seven offices the Lord has given for his people. Alright? The seven offices the Lord has given for his people. Number one, apostles. Tell me, who are these apostles? In the New Testament, the word apostles are used in various ways. We see it being used for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is also called as apostle. We see Barnabas and others who travel with the others being called, the apostles being called as apostles. So in various ways it is being used. But here it is used in a very strict sense. It is used for the 12. Alright? It is used for, tell me loudly, the 12. When we say the 12, the disciples. Okay. The 12. Oh, Judas Iscariot went, but another one was chosen in his place. So the number was kept, the 12. Alright? So here the apostles means the 12. Now the second one is what? The prophets. Who are these prophets? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, is it? No, they are the Old Testament prophets. It's not about the Old Testament prophets. It's about the New Testament prophets. Alright, there was a time when the Bible was not complete. And these were the men who brought the word of God from God to the people. Alright? So these were the men who brought God's word to the people. So these are the prophets. And these first two were temporary. Now there are no apostles. Now there are no prophets because the scripture is complete. Now the scripture is complete. How many books are there in it? 66 book. There cannot be a 67th book. Alright? Now you cannot say, I am a prophet and go on prophesying and write that down and add with this book as a 67th book. No, 66 is complete. Alright? So the first two are, we call it as foundational, isn't it? Foundation. This building has a foundation. Alright? So these two offices, these two ministries are foundational. And it was temporary. It was only for the early time. We don't keep on building the foundation, isn't it? It is the initial work. Alright, so apostles and prophets, they were temporary. Now there it is? Not there. Scripture is complete. Is this clear to you? Yes. Now the third one was what? Evangelists. Who are the evangelists? Who are the evangelists? Evangelists are the ones who are given the special gift of evangelism. Alright? Evangelists are the ones who are given the special gift of evangelism. When you say the gift of evangelism, they will have the burden for the perishing souls, the sinners. They will pray for them. They will meet them and share the gospel. And when they share the gospel, they come to faith. Alright? They are the ones who have the special gift of evangelism. Alright. Is that clear? So they are the evangelists. And after that it is what? Tell me. Ephesians 4:11. What is the next? Pastors. You know, pastors and teachers there should be taken as one office. You got that? Can you just read that verse again? Can you read that verse again? Ephesians 4:11. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. Is there one word missing there? Is there one word missing there? Which word is it? Which word is it? Some. One some is missing there, isn't it? It should have been some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, isn't it? Now with that teachers, we don't have that word some appearing. So there are many who take the last two as one. You got it? The last two as one office, pastor, teachers, alright? Some pastor, teachers. These are the ones who are given the special gift of teaching in all the people everywhere. They have a wider ministry. They travel to various places and teach the word of God. They are the pastor teachers. They are the pastor teachers. Clear? So, in that four, which we have in Ephesians 4:11, the first two are not there now. That is, apostles and prophets. The second two, that is, evangelists and pastor teachers. Evangelists and pastor teachers. That is present even now. Evangelists gifted with the gift of evangelism and pastor teachers given the gift of teaching the word of God, discipling others. Teaching the doctrinal truths and things like that. They are not limited to one place, but they travel to various places and minister to a wider field. So you have four offices, alright? Now coming to the fifth one. Coming to the fifth one. You see that in Philippians 1:1. In Philippians 1:1 we saw two offices. What are they? Bishops and deacons. Bishops and deacons. A better word for the bishop is overseer. Overseer. Now turn with me to Acts 20. There we will see who these bishops are or overseers are. Acts 20 and read verse 17. Verse 17. Oh, yeah. We see about Apostle Paul. He's going to Jerusalem. On the way, he comes to Miletus. And there in from Miletus, he called the whom? Elders of the assembly at Ephesus. Elders. They came to Miletus, met him. Alright? Okay. Now, if you read that portion, passage, we see they coming and what all Paul told them. When you look at verse 28, he tells something to those elders. He tells something to those elders. Now read that verse 28. You overseers. Saw that word? Overseers. They are made overseers. Then, feed the flock. That means they are shepherds also, right? Shepherds also. Alright, so three words are used here for the same group of people. They are elders, they are overseers, and they are shepherds also. It's one office, one group of people. They are elders, they are overseers, and they are shepherds also. You know, the Latin form of that word, shepherd, is a pastor. Alright, so these three group of people are the same. They are the elders, they are the overseers, they are the pastors. Think about our own local churches, they are elders, isn't it? We are thinking about those people, the elders. Elders in the local assembly. And it's always in plurality in the New Testament, not just one elder in one assembly. But many, not many, yeah, it can be two or three, isn't it, in a local assembly. According to the need, it can be more than that also. But it is in plurality. So there we have the overseers or the elders. And not only that, bishops and deacons. Deacons. That is another office. That is another ministry. Deacons are the people who look after the material matters of the assembly. When you say the material matters, what includes in that? Yeah, money matters are there, isn't it? Many other things have to be arranged in the assembly. Visiting the sick are there. So a lot of other things are there. Doesn't mean that they have no preaching and prayer and all. They can do even that also. But their main duty is this material matters. That was the sixth one, am I right? Deacons? Yes? Yeah. Then the seventh one was, you can write as deaconesses. Remember Phoebe? It's a woman, isn't it? Feminine, right? So deaconesses. Sixth one was deacon. The seventh one is deaconesses. Those are sisters who do the ministry. It's not preaching. It's not preaching in the assembly. It's not leading the assembly. When you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we see very clearly such teaching and leading is not given to women, to sisters, alright? Other than that, there are other ministries, ministering to the women, ministering to children, looking after other matters, showing hospitality. There are a lot of other things that they can do. Women who are doing such ministries are the seventh one there, alright? So I gave you the list of seven ministries or seven offices or various people in administration in one ministry or the other. Now can you tell me all that seven? Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Pastor teachers. Number five. Bishops or? Overseers, elders, isn't it? Number six? Deacons. And number seven? Deaconesses. So these are the various ministries in the local assembly. These are the various offices which the Lord has instituted for the care of His people. Now, there is another thing also I want you to notice before I close. And that is our attitude to this administration, especially in the local assembly. Elders, our attitude to them, that's necessary for us to know, isn't it? They are set by the Lord, they are Lord's men in the local assemblies. As far as local assemblies are concerned, the last three are the ones who are important. Which are they? The overseers, that is elders, deacons, and the deaconesses, isn't it? Evangelists have a wider ministry. The pastor teachers, they have a wider ministry. Alright? The last three are the ones in the local assembly. Always before you. And what should be your attitude to them? I will give you certain verses. You kindly take it up and read it. Number one, 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Come on, I want you to notice that, read that fast.
Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you.
Respect. That's what you read, right? Yes or no? Respect. In some translations it is, know them. Yeah? Know them. 1 Timothy 5:17. Boys or girls, whoever takes it first, read it first.
Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of the double honor.
Yeah, honor them. Give them double honor. Alright? Honor them. And then coming to 1 Thessalonians 5:13. 1 Thessalonians 5:13. What do you have there? Esteem them. That's again respect, isn't it? Esteem them. So know them, honor them, esteem them. Now come to 1 Timothy 5:19. 1 Timothy 5:19. What do you read there? Oh, that simply speaks that you should have trust in them, isn't it? Trust them, alright? Trust them. And now coming to Hebrews 13:7. Hebrews 13:7. What do we read there?
Remember them.
Remember them. Now come to verse 17, that same chapter, verse 17.
Obey,
then continue. Submit, obey and submit. Isn't it? Obey and submit to them. Now we are verse 24 also.
Salute.
Doesn't mean that in the morning when you go for the meeting, when you see them, give them a salute like this now, like the soldiers. No. It again speaks of respect that you have to give them. Honor them, isn't it? So these are the things that we see in the scripture as to our attitude to them. How we have to behave to them. Don't take them lightly. Did you get that? Yeah. Know them, honor them, esteem them, trust them, obey them, remember them, salute them. All those things are clearly written and given to us. I think this class is still 9:10. Am I right? 9:10. All right. Yeah. So these are the things that we have to keep in our mind. Our attitude to them. Alright, now I gave you the names of that seven offices, alright, and the seven or eight, attitude to them, yeah, seven things that we have toward them. Can you just tell me all those names and before we conclude that, which are the offices? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor teachers, bishops, otherwise overseers, deacons, and deaconesses. The first two are temporary, alright? It is gone. It's not there now because the scripture is complete. The next two have the wider ministry. They are not limited to one assembly. The last three are in the local assembly, in the local church. The last three are in the local church. The last one doesn't have right to lead or teach. Alright? In the local assembly. Okay? The middle one, bishops and deacons. Deacons looks after the material matters. And elders are the ones who look after the spiritual matters and gives direction to its local church. And elders, it's always in plural. Not just one person over the church, but plurality in the local assembly. And then we saw our attitude. What are they? Tell me that also. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's it. All the seven things you have mentioned? Alright. Now go through these references again and know these truths in connection with the local church, especially our attitude to them. Alright. Now we will, close in a word of prayer.